Moed Koton, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Before we start a new Masechta, Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to give a little bit of a Hakdama. Moed Koton primarily is the Moed which is not in any of the Masechtas before. It's the Moed which is not a Moed. Chola Moed. It's Chol of Moed. So the Torah says, Mikroi Kodesh, the Zavada, there's an Indian Day Raisa to honor Chol Moed as Yom Tiv. The Shaila is, what are the parameters of that? The Shaila is the Issa Malacha. On Chol HaMoed, Deraisa Derabon. So this is really a sugya where the Rishonim discusses actually in Maseches Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches. And over there, the Gemara brings a drasha. The drasha over there is that the Torah compares in Parshas Re'ei, Sheish Yes Yomim Teichal Matzois, Uvayim Eshri Atzeres Hashem Lekecha. It sounds like there's some type of comparison between the seventh day. Atzeres Hashem Lekecha means that there's an Issa Malacha. So the Sheish Yes Yomim Teichal Matzois also has some type of Issa Malacha. The Pashas in the Gemara is that the Issa is Deraisa. Rashi on Daf Yir Aleph learns that way. Chinuch seems to say that it's Deraisa. The Beis Yosef in Tov Kuf Lamed, by the way, is the one who brings the Yeshitas. Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches says very clearly that the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Derabbanan. That seems to be the Mashmoy. So the Rambam, the Rosh goes with that. Those are the two basic Shitas. And the Pasuk, obviously, you'll have to say, Kedarkom is Nasmachta. There's a middle Shita, which the Ramban and others find support in a Yerushalmi that seems to say the Malacha Chol HaMoed is Deraisa. At the same time, the Yerushalmi says that Chachomim were the ones who established what's a Malacha. Make me mind, is it Deraisa or Derabbanan? And the inference would be, and here's a vort, that even if there's an Issa Chol HaMoed to do Malacha, the Issa is not doing a Maisa Malacha. It's not the regular Malacha that you have on Yom Tov. It's not the Pshat, let's say, the Shabbos and Yom Tov, that there's Malacha on Shabbos, then there's Malacha on Yom Tov, even though Maleches, Oichel Nevesh is Mutter, that just means that certain Malachas are Mutter. But whatever is also the same way Shabbos is also. Chol HaMoed is not that way. Chol HaMoed, it's not the Maisa Malacha per se that's also. It's that if Malachas are done in the regular way, then it creates, it turns that day into a regular day of Chol. Chachomim will establish, can establish, and do establish what are the parameters of which malachas will define the day if they're done regularly as choil, and which malachas could be done in certain contexts, and they won't turn the day into choil. For instance, everybody knows the famous Hetan Chol HaMoed Dover Ovid. Now, where do we find on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're allowed to be over and it's a deraisa for loss of money? Mechadesi. Until it's Pekuch Nefesh, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what happened to Chol HaMoed being Deraisa? The way the Ramban seems to say it is that if it's a Dover Ovid, it's not the Pshat that Yankel, when he's doing something, a Dover Ovid on Chol HaMoed, he's turning the day into Chol Chas V'Sholim. Yankel wouldn't do Malacha. When he does something only as Dover Ovid, Behedya, he's only doing that which needs to be done, but he's not really treating the day as Chol. It's a subjective, it's not... In Lamdas, we would say, it's not the Maisa Malacha that's also. It's what the Maisa does to the day, to that person, that's what's also. Turning the day into Chol, that's all. That's the Issa Deraisa. And there's a lot of Nafkamin. So let's say one Nafkamin in Lamdas. The Chazanish says that there's no problem of something that's a Psik Reisha. Many times we have circumstances on Shabbos and Yom Tov where you're not trying to do something. You open up a fridge and you forgot to do the light bulb turns on. It's a Psik Reisha. Shabbos will be awesome. It'll be awesome. Chol HaMoed, no problem. Why? Because that's not what you're doing. It could be that there was a Maisa Malacha that was done. But that's not the Issa. There's no Issa to do a Maisa Malacha on Chol HaMoed. There's an Issa that if you do regular weekday activities, the Issa Deraisa is that the day is Nischalel. That's the Lashon of Chazal is Kol HaMechalel Es HaMayadim. And it's going on Chol HaMoed, Lefi D'Rishayim. Rishonim in Pirkei Avos say that it's going on Chol HaMoed. Mechalel Es HaMayadim. If the day is Nischalel, it turns into Chol. That's what it means to be Nischalel. That's the Issa Deraisa. Now, it could very well be that Legabi being Mechabit Chol HaMoed, going with proper clothing and eating a proper Chol HaMoed, a Yom Tov Tikkun meal, could be that that's a Chiyuv Deraisa. Even if there's no Issa Malacha, but it could be the Etzem day to treat it as Mikroi Kodesh, Ksus Nikiyah, Oichel, Pas, etc., the trappings of treating it as a Yom Tov Digaday could very well be that that's their Eis L'Kuli Yom. All this is discussed, like we just said, Tov Kuf Lamed, Ayin the Bir Halacha over there. Now, what's interesting over here is that the Mishnah is now going to compare, in this very first Mishnah, Meleches Cholamoy to Meleches Shvi'is. The few what we just said, there's an extra level of Oymik. Ma'oid Yitochen. That the Melochis, there are rise to this, that the Melochis of Shemitah are also not regular, an Isser to do a Maisa Melocha. If a person plants a field, he's doing a Maisa Shalissa. The same way, if he plants a field on Shabbos, he's doing a Maisa Melocha. So he's doing a Maisa Melocha, Ho'asura, on Shvi'is. But you're talking, it's not the Hezbo. There are many rise that the Gedder of Melocha Shvi'is is that the land has Kedusha. If Melocha is performed to the land, then the land becomes Neschal. The same way there's no Issa Melocha, like we said, there's no Issa Maisa Melocha, but what there is an Issa that the Yoim of Chol HaMoed should be treated as Chol. The Issa is that the land should be treated as yours. We'll give an example. The Ritva says, and this is a major player, over here in Maseches Moed Katan, when the Halachas of Shvi'is were established, the parameters for proper Shmirah Shvi'is were established, one of the major plays was maybe let's get Goyim. B'makom tzarech, b'makom hefsid, we could do it with a shinui, and then it's shvus to shvus. And the Chazon Ish was loichem, because the Rishonim say in the beginning of Moed Katan, over here by us, that Amira la'akum on Shmita, in Melecha Shmita, is deraisa. It's not derabonon. What's the pshat? The pshat is because normally on Shabbos this is doing a maisa melacha. So if the guy is doing it, not me, it's only my shliach doing it. No, that's only an issa derabonon. But by Shmita, that's not the issa. The issa is that melacha was done, was performed, and it was mechalal the kedusha sa'aretz. Even if I send my guy, I'm the one who's responsible that the land is neschal. It's an issa deraisa. The same is true, by the way. Let's say you'd set up automatic sprinklers to run the length and breadth of Shemitah. You would have automatic plows that plow the land. On Shabbos, it would be mutter. Maybe it's not covered Shabbos to have your field being worked on by robots and tractors and hydropolic water systems. Could be. But it's not an issa deraisa, that's for sure. Shemitah? Deraisa mamish. It's you set up before Shemitah that the land will be worked on in the regular way. And Shemitah is a deraisa. Major, major, major nafkamina. So it makes sense that the Mishnah puts together Shemitah and Chol HaMoed because the two are similar in that way. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Mashkin Beis HaShlochen B'moed U'B'Shvi'is. You have a field called Beis HaShlochen all over Shaz. A Beis HaShlochen is a field that rain doesn't give it enough water. The only way the plants survive is only Shlochen. It's like a Shliach. Also, the word shlochen means thirst. The place can bring, the Rav brings, that the loshen of mishalchai is a loshen of thirst. So the field is thirsty. It needs to have water transported. So the question is, you have to manually water it. Mashkin beis hashlochen b'moyru b'shviyis, bein mimayin sheyotze b'tchilo, bein mimayin shelo yotze b'tchilo. This means that the plants are going to die. This is what we call Dover Ovid. This is the first makar that we have to this idea. Dover Ovid wants a lot of plant to water a field. Watering a field is a malacha. Dover Ovid. So here you're allowed to take it both from a mayon that has always been there in the field. The mayon sheyotze betchila means a mayon that just now started giving over the water. So the earth around the mayon is not so secure. So when you take water from there, the earth could collapse and you might come to fix it. No, we're not geyser. It's a hefsid, you're allowed to fix it. Bein mimayin shelo yotze b'tchila, even water that has already a path, that already has a path between the rocks, it's already well established. You're not going to have to fix anything to make it work. So both these you're allowed to do. It's a davar ovid. Aval ein mashkin, loy mimei gshomim, v'loy mimei hakiloid. You're allowed to take water from a mayon that flows. But you're not allowed to take from meg shomim, rainwater. Meha kilon also means kilon is a type of pail to go into a bar, into a cistern, and pull up rainwater. Either way, there's a lot more tircha than taking water and then filling up a pail from water that's flowing, or by diverting water that's flowing to flow and to hit the field. That's much easier. They weren't matir dava ovid when it's a tircha miruba. Again, the Dover Ovid itself is mutter, but if it's a Tircha Meruba, then Mamish turns into a Tuesday. You're going to put on overalls and you're going to be sitting in the field the whole day. Vein oisin ugi ois lekfonim. Ugi ois doesn't mean cookies. It means something round. cookies were named Uga because you have a Chanyam Agam, the second time is also. Og Uga means something round. What they had was they made round holes around in the ground, around, let's say, a kerem, in order that the water should flow. There's a lot of tirchen making this. We don't know exactly what this means. It's not part of our agricultural process. But it was something that was b'tirchen rubus, so that one mustn't do. Now, the point to point out over here is that when we're talking about tirchem ruba, not tirchem ruba, the chil between mayon and meg shomim, so that makes sense. Lagabi cholamoid, lagabi shvius. What's taka the heter? So here we have to add a piece. This comes from the sugi over here in on Daf Gimel. It's also sugi in Avodah Zarah, and that is that even though the Torah says cherisha and ktsira and zriyo, beginning of Parshas Bahar and in Parshas Mishpatim, Legabi Isser, I'm sorry, Pashat Kisisa, Legabi Isser, Malacha and Shmita, only those of us Malacha, Charisha, Zriya, and Charisha, Zriya, and Kitsira, those are the Isser of Daraisa. Watering a field, even though on Shabbos it's a Toldo of Zriya, it enhances growth, so it's an Isser of Daraisa. Shvis is only an Isser of Darabonon. The understanding of this, by the way, you don't have to say this, but it fits very nicely with the idea that we just expressed. What's also on Shvius is not the Maisa Malacha per se, so then any told of that Maisa Malacha is that Maisa Malacha. What's also by Shvius is that by working the land, one is treating the land. That's my idea of Shemitah, is that the land belongs to the Bansham. It doesn't belong to us. It's Hefker. There are certain basic agricultural processes that define the land as not being Kaddish Lashem. They're ours. We take possession of them. We plow them. We plant them. We cut. We harvest in a normal way. Watering the ground is not so much taking Bailus Mimel. It's only Asim Drabon. It's not the Maisa Malacha that's also. It's what it does to the land that's the Malacha. Watering doesn't fit that bill. Again, there's a Din Deraisa. So since it's only Midrabonon, so Chazal were matter davar ovid, what's called beloshin hapoiskim leukme. Leukme means to just hold on to something as opposed to growth. It's not a davar ovid like cholamoid. The davar ovid over here is because the whole is only midra, is only midrabon in this malacha, and therefore they were matter by leukme. The Rishonim point out, it's brought by the Tais Yomtiv, that the Isser of Meg Shomim al Tichem Meruba is only Lagabe Cholamoid. That prat is not true Lagabe Shvius. Even though it has a Tichem Meruba, the problem is not that you're going to be Matriach. There's no problem with working hard during Shemitah. The problem is the land shouldn't be Nischalu. So if this is not Mechal the land, so it's more to even be Tichem Meruba.